You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To start off with, I spoke with the co-leader of the Green Party, Marama Davidson. She gave me a brief rundown on what the Green Party is up to at the moment, where the party stands on the nurses' strike action, the government's plans to buy Defence Force aircrafts, and the mining exploration in the Taranaki Marine Sanctuary. I started by asking what issues have struck the Green Party as important right now.
But us, our big work at this time are getting submissions due this Thursday for the zero carbon bill. And so we're really putting a lot of effort into trying to encourage people from all around the country, from all walks of life, to have a say on how we are going to address climate change and work together to create a world that looks after our climate and therefore our people for the future. So that's a lot of our focus right now at this time. We're also working really hard on another of our priorities, which is to overhaul the welfare system and make it one that actually helps people rather than punishes people, which makes inequality, poverty and hardship worse. And so a lot of that work, of course, has been led by Jan Logie. You will have seen that simple little policy changes like making benefit sanctions or, you know, benefit suspensions, making that process go through more than just the caseworker in itself has brought benefit suspensions down from 100 a day to 80 a day. That's still far too high, but these are the sorts of changes that the Greens will keep pushing for, so that we've got a system that actually cares for people. And we've got an announcement coming up at the end of this week, and I won't go into detail, but I will say that following on from the Greens' sort of transparent democracy in government, where at the beginning of the year we announced that we wouldn't be accepting, our ministers wouldn't be accepting any corporate gifts in hospitality. We've got a follow-up announcement. We said that we would be opening our diaries to show who we're meeting with, and we've got a follow-up that will be, those details will be coming out at the end of this week. So that's quite a bit of work that we've got going on this week for that.
Fantastic. So last week, the government announced plans to buy 4 Defence Force aircrafts off the United States for a huge amount of money. There were the reports of the Green Party's apprehension to this decision. Why is that?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we weren't involved in this decision, but we were informed just as part of our No Surprises policy with our government partners. And we are opposed to the expensive anti-submarine capacity, and we want New Zealand to move away from any future investment, actually, in vessels that include war-fighting capabilities. And, you know, they are costly, but, as we've seen time and time and time again, war-fighting capabilities and stocking up on war-fighting machinery doesn't actually bring peace. And so we know that the money would be better invested in equipment that does more of the things that we support, including actual peacekeeping. And so, you know, we understand that a decision was needed to replace the 60-year-old Orions. We understand the importance of patrolling our maritime area, absolutely. And we were able to have conversations with the Defence Minister to confirm that the P-8s are suitable for the important environmental and humanitarian work, which is what we think our Defence Force should be focused on. You know, defending our environment and defending our people from a humanitarian approach, including monitoring the Southern Ocean and protecting our fish stocks.
Rather than a war approach.
That's absolutely. Yeah. Search and rescue and environmental protection and humanitarian relief. So we're going to maintain our position in terms of wanting to move away from future investment in war-fighting vessels.
And could you just further elaborate on where that money would be better spent exactly?
Oh, goodness. You could. So our policy, you could pick any number of areas, but our policy has always been that we have sufficient maritime surveillance capabilities, and we've been seeing, actually, that our maritime activity has been lacking in terms of monitoring, cameras on boats, audits and auditors on fishing boats and so forth. So our maritime surveillance capabilities, and including airplanes to properly monitor waters around New Zealand, as well as all the peacekeeping search and rescue. We saw when Kaikoura had its earthquake that these are the sorts of activities that we should be investing into. And so that's our policy has always been to support those types of activities with fishers and border control tasks. And we want our Defence Force to be working closely with Pacific nations as well, to be well equipped to do the important work, again, with civil defence emergencies, disaster relief and search and rescue. And so that's where we believe our resourcing and capacity should be focused. But it is our green policy to not install any specialist anti-submarine detection and fighting capabilities on those surveillance airplanes.
Just moving on, with the nurses' strike last week, what was the Green Party's opinion and take on that
issue? Oh, my goodness. We've been very clear. Mm. Nurses have been underpaid and undervalued and deserve to be paid what they're worth.
Absolutely. I've got a lot of friends that are nurses.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Like, I mean, whose family or friends hasn't required some sort of support from nurses in their lifetimes, and have seen the blimmin' hard work that they have to do day in, day out, week in, month out, and year after year, and are far too often underpaid and undervalued. And so we're very clear that we support their call for mediation in their pay dispute with the DHBs, and I support their strong mobilising around the country for these strikes. So, you know, nurses are really professional, and if they're rejecting the DHB's offer, then that's really an indicator of how undervalued they feel after 9 years of being squeezed by national budgets.
Fantastic. A permit of exploration has been granted for the exploration of mining on the West Coast North Island Marine Mammal Sanctuary. Bit of a tongue twister, that one. I understand this is a local government issue, but does the Green Party, like, as a whole, have a strong stance on this?
Oh, heck yeah. That's sucked, actually. And I can absolutely disagree with it, and the Green Party disagrees with it. Again, it was a decision that we sideswiped us, weren't able to have input on it.
Why is that? Again, because it's a local government issue.
Also because the law currently, again, needs changing to prevent government at central government, to allow central government to have an ability to not have to let these permits go through and these applications go through. And so we really need to, the Greens are clear that we have to prioritise those law changes to protect our marine sanctuaries, well, not just our sanctuaries, but all mining. We're very clear that we've always opposed mining activity, new mining activity, and we're very clear that this proposed mining activity in this marine area is of particular concern. And so, no, I want to support all of the Taranaki iwi and the conservation groups who are really outraged by this, actually. And Ngāti Rua Nui of Taranaki have called out the government and the Green Party for allowing exploration in a Maui dolphin sanctuary. And I just really thank them for calling us to account. And it's very clear that we're going to have to work hard to prevent these decisions from being made and to protect species like Maui dolphin.
Can that be stopped? Can that decision that's been made be stopped now, or is that something it's gone ahead and we'll just have to watch out for future issues?
One thing I should also mention is in the confidence and supply agreement between Greens and Labor, we actually have an agreement to establish a marine mammal sanctuary in Taranaki. It's actually something that we have already both said is what we will deliver, and so we'll keep working on that. Minister Sage has been very clear that if this had come across her desk, she would not have approved it. And so we're going to have to keep working on the shortcomings of the Marine Mammals Protection Act. I never like to say things are over. I think that people need to keep mobilising and voicing the outrage at this decision, and the Greens also, with our government partners, will continue to investigate any angle that we possibly can to actually protect this sanctuary and area of Taranaki.
So just going back to the zero carbon bill, what do we need to know about it?
Okay, so the big urgent thing right now is that we are asking people for submissions on the zero carbon bill. That period for submissions closes this Thursday. There are templates online, including through Ora Taiao, which is the New Zealand Climate and Health Council, to help people put in a submission. And I would just like to say we are looking for people's. It doesn't have to be long. It can be just your story of how climate change is impacting on you, your whānau and your community, and what are the ideas that we need from the grassroots level all around the country to actually work together to address climate change. So please, can people get their submissions in before 5 p.m. Thursday the 19th of July.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.